This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Bama Online Podcast. This one on a Monday, July the 11th, 2022. It's another breaker here on the BOL pod as four-star quarterback Dylan Lonergan of Brookwood High School in Snellville, Georgia, becomes Alabama's 11th overall commitment for the class of 2023. And Tim Watts, that second quarterback verbal for the 23 cycle, as well as Lonergan joins Eli Holstein, another four-star signal caller who committed to the Crimson Tide last month.
Yeah, well, Dylan, you know, this is big. I mean, this will probably be overlooked, focused on, you know, some of the fan base will focus on who they didn't get. But this is a second top 10 quarterback in the nation. I mean, narrow it down to how many schools there are and how many are now going to get a top 10 quarterback. There's one less right now. It's a really good situation to be in. And when you look at Dylan, I mean, the thing is, he's a guy that's probably not showcased as much as you see other guys of the same skill set, of the same talent base, because he's a big-time baseball prospect. And, you know, May, June, July, a lot of that summer baseball, especially May and June, you get a lot of summer baseball, perfect game. This guy, I've talked to some people, and he is highly, highly touted, highly, highly thought of as a baseball prospect. I haven't seen him. I know he throws in the 90s. I know, you know, the baseball staff's ecstatic to get this guy as a walk-on, as you can imagine. I mean, that's really a gift, and he's built a relationship there. But you add all that just from that standpoint, he's a big kid, but watch him on film. He's a big kid. He's got quick throws, can make all the throws, nice angle, competitive. What was funny for me with Dylan, I just, you know, a month ago I was going, there's no way. You know, you're not getting day and age. You're not. It's never been a day and age where there was a lot of top quarterbacks going together. But I just thought, in this day and age, there's no way, because these kids know each other and all that. But they kept telling me, this kid's competitive. Dylan's competitive. He's competitive, which is the same thing we heard about Eli. They don't care. They don't care who's coming. They don't care when they're coming. They're going to compete. So, and as this thing whittled down, I mean, you know, tip of the hat to Charles Kelly. You know, we talk about that guy a lot. His relationships he builds are very good, very deep. People like him. I think he's a genuine guy, very similar to a lot of the great recruiters Alabama's had. And of course, Bill O'Brien, you know, reached out and worked with this guy. And I mean, talked to this kid and worked him as well. So, you know, obviously a big get.
You know what I like about Dylan Lonergan? I like the competition he goes against over there in that Atlanta area on a weekly basis, Tim. We're talking about the Marietta schools, whether it's Walton, whether it's Marietta, Grayson High School. We both know, we've both been over there and checked out that program in the past. Archer, Parkview. You know, this is a Brookwood team that coming up in mid-September going to travel out to Vegas to take on national power Bishop Gorman. And it's a team that a year ago won 10 games against, again, really good opposition. And he's listed at 6'2", I guess, 215. Athletic guy, too, on tape. And a toughness and a willingness to hang in the pocket and take hits and still deliver the football accurately. You said it earlier. This is a top 10 guy nationally, according to the 24/7 Sports Composite rankings, at the quarterback position in his own right.
Another top 100 guy. Eli's closer to that top 50. And you know, Eli went out to the Elite 11 and performed. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what everybody does. I've never seen such an overreaction than underwear lingerie camps in the summer. Boy, there is really some overreaction when it comes to rankings. I'm still a football guy, I like football film. But both these guys on tape, when you see it, they're tough. They can run. They're athletic. Dylan's like Eli. They're very feisty. I mean, you watch them on tape. They're not shy. And I think you got to have that sort of mental toughness. I mean, Alabama's had a lot of success with guys who are mentally tough and love to challenge. I mean, Bryce Young was a guy that fit that mold when he came to Alabama. Mac Jones certainly, you know, was tough. And there's been several others like that. But, I mean, you look at that quarterback room, the way it's shaping up. I mean, Jalen Milroe looks like $1 million. You know, he's still polishing his throw. Ty Simpson's more of a polished prospect, trying to get that college body, you know, a little bit better, a little thicker, a little bit stronger. Then you add these two guys, you know, that quarterback room shaping up nicely.
It is, especially when you consider the very real prospect of Bryce Young being a three and out following the 2022 season and being in the market for a new starter in less than 6 months' time, this program is all likely to be. So you add Dylan Lonergan at the quarterback position, again, a guy who, talented enough in his own right to have standalone opportunities at Power Five programs elsewhere. Instead, he joins the two quarterback situation alongside Eli Holstein. And Lonergan took the June visits to Alabama, to South Carolina, to Stanford. And it looked like it was going to be one of those three pretty much throughout the process, especially as you talked about when you included baseball in the mix with that.
Yeah, you know, the thing with Dylan, you got to like also, is there's a lot of schools who try to sneak in, I was told, at the end and get involved who, I guess, you know, really hadn't been as, you know, recruiting as actively early. I mean, he stuck to his guns with his top schools, kept them there. I feel like South Carolina's been out for a little while. Alabama had taken the lead here for the last two or three weeks, as we discussed. I think Alabama was always in really good shape. Obviously, smart kid, took a visit to Stanford. You know, his dad was a Penn State quarterback on that national championship in 82. So there's a Penn State legacy. Guys, there's a lot to like about the guy from the athletic standpoint, from the offer, from the baseball, smart kid. I mean, I don't know what else you could really ask for. But, you know, again, this is a tip of the hat to this Alabama staff, too, of gently putting this class together without really rushing it in there. This will probably move them up in the top 10 range after losing Elliott Washington, who, we discussed this.
Yeah, you outlined that.
Yeah, I mean, Elliott was just, you know, he's a guy that committed early, then wanted to take visits. And I don't, you know, I didn't think he was committed to begin with because he wouldn't say he was decommitted. But anyways, he finally flipped and went to Penn State, so he's off the board. So this will put Alabama up in that 10, 11, 12 range. A lot of guys lining up for these summer commitments, I think, and at least that's the plan. Try to have a majority of this class, not a majority, but a good chunk of this class done as they head into the football season where they're, you know, preseason number one.
Hey, you mentioned the Lonergan family ties to Penn State. I'm going to go ahead and guess there was a familiarity there with Bill O'Brien dating back to his stint as the head coach, perhaps, at Penn State.
Yeah, I would think that had to be some kind of connection there, head coach. And, I mean, they certainly knew who this guy was. Again, you know, I'm watching this film while we're talking. This guy's throws. This is a compact-looking guy. Very thick. I showed him to an NFL guy. He loved him. You know, Eli's another one. Both big kids that can run. So there's a lot of, you know, Ty Simpson's a guy that can run. Obviously, Jalen is a guy that can run. So you're seeing guys that can, you know, hurt you at two different levels.
Yeah, good awareness in the pocket, too. Sometimes guys, even with an inkling of athletic ability, are quick to ditch and transfer into maybe running back mode. But both Holstein and Lonergan, when you watch them, athletic enough to navigate the pocket, but also still sticking with the play and within the design of the play, trying to make throws first and foremost. So we talk about baseball and we talk about the potential for Lonergan in that sport as well. Tim, is the Major League Baseball draft anything Alabama fans should be concerned about here? Or is that more of a long range prospect for Dylan as a baseball player?
You know, we'll let Dylan talk about that, but I haven't heard, and we'll ask him about that. I haven't heard anything about Major League Baseball at this point. I know he's a top 10 player. They told me he definitely wanted to go to college. So, of course, you know how that changes with the draft. But he was a top 10 player in the state of Georgia last time I saw those perfect game rankings. And Georgia's a friggin' talented.
Loaded, yeah.
When it comes to baseball, I mean, people want to talk about their football. It doesn't even compare to their baseball. Their baseball is amazing in the state of Georgia. So being in the top 10 is definitely it's definitely a big deal.
So Dylan Lonergan on CBS HQ makes it official. He has accepted an offer to join the Alabama Crimson Tide as a part of the 2023 cycle. And Tim, just seems like the dominoes are falling more and more faster and faster as we move through the month of July. Is that the expectation here moving forward, perhaps in the next few days and weeks?
Yeah, I just think kids, you know, they took those summer visits and want to focus on their senior year. We want to put some of these decisions behind. Alabama, you know, we said this, we say it over and over and over. But Alabama loves those camps, especially those June camps, where they can look at the kids, meet the kids, see them work out, put tapes on them, put eyes on them, and then they really come up with their board or the guys they're going to focus on. And I think we're seeing that right now. And I can't say this enough. These June rankings mean nothing. It is literally, it means nothing. June rankings mean nothing because that's the early rankings from previously when they were juniors. Now you're really looking at them for the first time as a senior because they're in fact, they're not even seniors yet. You know, that June is really when that senior year kind of starts. So you're seeing these guys at camps, national events and all that. So the rankings go up and down all over. We saw this with Will Anderson. You know, Will Anderson, who was not a highly ranked guy early on, obviously climbed to what could have been number one in the country, was considered number one, was in consideration for number one. But these rankings mean nothing. I mean, I'm always going to trust any coach and staff that has a winning records eyeball evals over anybody else.
Dylan Lonergan, 2-year starter already at Brookwood High School in Snellville, Georgia, and over his 3-year career to date at the high school level, 6,239 passing yards, 57 passing touchdowns, just 9 interceptions. And he's also rushed for nearly 1,000 yards and 12 scores. So like the all-around ability of this guy, and again, you combine it with baseball and the potential for what he's able to do on the diamond for the Crimson Tide as well, a home run, I guess you could say, with Lonergan.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, again, for the baseball fans, we've got some very avid fans. I think this is just a gift. You know, when you look at it for Bo Hannon and his staff, you get a guy that's, you know, that probably could have named this college baseball-wise. You get him as a free pass. He'll be on the scholarship offer, you know. And, again, he Zoomed with the Alabama staff. And that's really what perks you up the most when you hear he's talking to the baseball staff. You know, kids – don't tend to waste a lot of time. So we knew Alabama was very much in the mix at that moment.
Anything else for us, Tim, as we put the latest breaking news edition of the Bama Online podcast to bed?
No, I think we're good. I think we'll probably be talking again pretty soon, though.
Yeah, it sounds that way. It seems that way, Tim. And always look forward to it. Thanks, Tim Watts, for joining us here on the Bama Online podcast. You need to hang out with us, because things are breaking left and right this time of year, right there at BOL on the Roundtable, the premium message board of choice for Crimson Tide fans around the globe. You need to do that right now if you aren't already. You can also subscribe to the Bama Online podcast. Wherever you consume pods, you're going to find us. And if you'd leave us a rating and a review, we would greatly appreciate that as well. For Tim Watts, Travis Schreier, thanks again. Until next time, so long, everybody.
Streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.